Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government is serious about national security. Health Minister Hriday S. Tripathi informs about government's preparation for shutting schools in big cities as corona infection cases rise. Health Ministry reports 517 new corona infection cases in past 24 hours, and studies say UK variant of coronavirus more transmissible but less severe. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said the government is serious about national security. Addressing the concluding ceremony of the high-level national security training organized by the Ministry of Defense and Nepali Army at Shivapuri Best Military Command and Staff College today, Prime Minister Oli claimed that the age of violence for political gain had been wiped out from the country and the country had entered the era of peace. Blaming the internal disputes in political parties for political instability in the country, the Prime Minister claimed to have made significant achievement in development sector in the country despite corona pandemic. The Prime Minister also urged people to adopt utmost precautions as increasing number of corona cases in India heightened the risk. Also speaking on the occasion, Chief of Army Staff Purna Chandra Thapa said the training was a milestone for developing internal security robust. Minister for Health and Population Hriday S. Tripathi has confirmed that the government is preparing to close schools in big cities like Kathmandu for a month in view of surge in COVID-19 cases. Addressing a face-to-face program organized by Health Journalist Forum in Kathmandu today, Minister Tripathi said the topic of running online classes by closing the schools for a month was also discussed in the meeting of the Council of Ministers and the COVID-19 Crisis Management Centre as corona cases started rising. He said if 700,000 to 800,000 students to classes staying at home, it would reduce people's mobility by 20%. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 517 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. The ministry said 460 infections were confirmed by a PCR test and 57 infections were confirmed by antigen test. Similarly, 153 people have recovered from the infection in the same period. The ministry has also reported 5 corona-related deaths today. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,058. Meanwhile, the government has decided to continue to administer varicel vaccine till the 18th of April. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali has said the research-based suggestions and study reports from the scholars are useful in policy formulation and removing the development impediments. Inaugurating the 18th anniversary of Nepal Development Research Institute in Kathmandu today, he said the present government was committed to the sustainable development of the United Nations. Inaugurating the 18th anniversary of Nepal Development Research Institute in Kathmandu today, he said the present government was committed to the sustainable development of the nation. Minister Gyawali further said it was a matter of pride for Nepal that the United Nations Committee for Development Policy recommended for Nepal's graduation from the least developed country. However, he highlighted on the challenges added due to pandemic and other factors that might hinder the aim of meeting the UN sustainable goals before 2030. Communication and Information Technology Minister Parbat Gurung stressed on continuing fruitful experiences of the past and bolstering the state apparatus. At a greeting exchange program organized on the New Year Eve at Ministry today, Minister Gurung wished that the New Year would energize all to work keeping national aspirations at the center. He said the incumbent government hoped to have 2078 become summit as the year of happiness and prosperity. Also speaking on the occasion, Secretary at the Ministry Hari Prasad Basal requested all stakeholders to work so as to leapfrog in the communication technology sector in the new year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM, CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज नेशनल आइडेन्टिटी कार्ड एन्ड सिभिल रजिस्ट्रेसन डिपार्टमेन्ट इज कमेन्सिङ अ 16-day सिभिल रजिस्ट्रेसन क्याम्पेन फ्रम टुमोरो Announcing the plan amidst a press briefing in Kathmandu today, the department has said all the civil registration-related events that have crossed the limit of the minimum 35 days timeline would be registered during the campaign. Director General of the department, Jitendra Basnet, said during the campaign the officials would be collecting personal information like birth, death, divorce and migration, along with a listening to the grievances of people regarding social security allowance distribution. The Federation of Nepali Journalists Radio Nepal chapter has organized a greeting exchange program at Radio Nepal on New Year Eve today. Addressing the program, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology and Chair of Radio Broadcasting Service Development Committee, Hari Prasad Bashal, urged Radio Nepal to move ahead, excelling in every front competitively. He stressed on the need of bringing out broadcasting materials that lead the country to prosperity and make the community creative. Also speaking on the occasion, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, said Radio Nepal had been expanding its reach to all geographical regions and population. The program that witnessed the presence of newly elected chair of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, Bipul Pokhrel, handed over the portfolios and responsibilities to the newly elected team of the Federation's unit at Radio Nepal. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. Two new studies suggest that the UK variant of coronavirus is more transmissible, but the variant does not appear to affect disease severity. The new findings clash with a separate research that previously suggested the variant may be tied to a higher risk of dying from COVID-19. One of the new studies published on Monday in Lancet Infectious Disease found no evidence in a sample of hospitalized patients that the UK variant is associated with severe COVID-19. However, the variant was associated with the increased viral load, which supports the growing evidence that it is more easily transmissible. Meanwhile, the U.S. is recommending a pause in the administration of single-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine to investigate reports of potentially dangerous blood clots. In a joint statement today, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. said it was investigating blood clots in six women in the days after vaccination in combination with reduced platelet count. More than 6.8 million doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine have been administered in the U.S. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Sudhir Paschim province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are also likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli says government is serious about national security. Health Minister Hriday S. Tripathi informs about government's preparation for shutting schools in big cities as corona infection cases rise. Health Ministry reports 570 new corona infection cases in past 24 hours, and studies say UK variant of coronavirus more transmissible but less severe. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.